Hello, everybody, and welcome to this episode of the Tinker Talks podcast. I'm your host, Mark Hybers. And as you can see, we're coming to you live from the flight line for this year's Tinker Air Show. That's going to be happening June 28th, 29th. We're very excited today to be joined by Air Force pilot number 5. That is the upside down number 5 T-Bird pilot. We've got a great conversation coming for you. And also, make sure you check out their Netflix movie special. We're going to be showing that at the Warren Theater. By the time you see this podcast, that'll have already happened, but it is on TV that you can stream for Netflix. Make sure you come out to the air show and see these great aerial acts. We've got a lot of performers coming. The Thunderbirds will fly on Saturday at 3 and Sunday at 3. They have a great new show, one that you've never seen if you've been to a Tinker Air Force Base air show, since they have not been here since 2017. So we're very excited to you to bring this podcast today. And always make sure you like and subscribe this podcast, leave a thumbs up, and check us out on our socials. For sure, I will tell you, make sure that you download our mobile app for this weekend to get all of the things you need to know about this weekend's air show, including times, air acts, what to bring, what not to bring. And so with that, let's get on to the podcast. Very excited to be out here. We're going to do about a 10 to 15 minute podcast. They have just landed and have a lot of things to do tonight. So, sir, thanks for coming out and taking a few minutes to join us.
Thanks for having me.
So just real briefly, can you give us a little bit of background about your pilot career, Air Force, how you got into the Air Force?
Yeah, sure. So it starts out when I was a wee little guy. I grew up right outside Arlington National Cemetery, and all the missing men formation flyovers would always come right over our house, just roaring. And you know, as a little kid, to look up and see that, it's hard to wonder what it would be like to do that. And so that's when I kind of got that initial exposure to the Air Force and military power. And that's where the seed was planted. And I learned about the Air Force Academy in high school. And then I applied from there, went to the Air Force Academy for 4 years, graduated in 2013. Got a pilot training, was fortunate enough to drop F-16s and flew those for about 7 years before getting picked up on the Thunderbirds.
Very nice. So what made you join USAFA instead of maybe going to a different college and try to come in through a different program?
Yeah, you know, so the Air Force Academy is just an incredible opportunity. A four-year school is paid for by Uncle Sam. You get a stipend every month, and a pretty good probability or chance at getting a pilot training slot out of there. So for me, it was a no-brainer to get my foot in the door of flying a fighter jet and give myself the best chance of success at achieving my dreams.
Right. And did you ever go to an air show when you were growing up?
I did, actually, yeah. So Andrews Air Force Base, they hold a show every other year between the Blue Angels and the Thunderbirds. And so I was kind of right in high school, and I had learned about the Air Force Academy, and I went to Andrews and saw a show with the Thunderbirds. And I still very vividly remember seeing that crossover break. So it's a maneuver where the solos come over behind the crowd, and then it looks like they hit at just the very last second. And that it just is burned in my brain, right, of seeing that. And it just solidified that experience and really lit that passion, that fire inside of me to chase this.
That's awesome. Did you ever for a minute think that you would be piloting one of these planes?
No, sir. I never thought I would be piloting one of these beautiful red, white, 16 Pratt & Whitney 229 motors. It's an incredible machine. For me, that dream really just started with the fighter jet. Just get in a fighter jet. And over time, you know, I got to serve in various capacities throughout the Combat Air Force. And ultimately, it landed me back at Randolph Air Force Base in the 435th Fighter Trainer Squadron.
Right.
Training up the newest generation of fighter pilots and teaching them how to use an aircraft tactically and how to employ it. And for me, that was really getting to invest in the next generation. And so this team and what we do and our mission of Recruit, Retain, Inspire is just a continuation of that effort.
That's awesome. So how many shows do you guys fly per year?
So we do 32 shows across the U.S. That's 32 show sites, and at each show site we'll fly about 2 shows. So throughout the course of the year, upwards of 64 shows, to include the Daytona 500 flyover. Sometimes we do the Super Bowl or the Indy 500. So every weekend from March to November, we're on the road visiting a different corner of America and getting to represent our airmen.
That's a long time. So was there ever any point in your childhood growing up that you thought you might try to go into the Navy? and fly Blue Angels as opposed to Thunderbirds?
That's a great question. Growing up, I grew up in Arlington, Virginia, as I mentioned, and so it's pretty close to the Naval Academy, actually, in Annapolis, Maryland. And so I threw my hat in the ring over there at the same time that I applied to the Air Force Academy, and the Naval Academy said no thanks, and the Air Force said, sure, let's do it. So I was like, I'm sold, let's go.
They're lost, right?
Exactly.
And so interestingly enough, there was a time, and we don't anymore, but we used to work on the engines for these planes here. We work on almost all the engines in the entire inventory for the Air Force, but this one we've stopped working on a few years ago. But obviously for all the local people here, this is still a very near and dear jet. You guys are obviously very near and dear to us. Have you flown here before? Is this your first time coming to Tinker as part of the team?
This is my first time coming to Tinker as part of the team, yes, sir.
Okay, awesome. And what are you looking forward to most this weekend?
You know, it's really exciting to get to come to these shows. We haven't been here since 2017. So the last time that we were here, we actually had a different show. So in 2020, through COVID, it was a blessing in disguise for the team. Because you imagine we're going from training season, flying twice a day, every day for 6 to sometimes 7 days a week, and then right into the show season. And so there's not time to sit down and look at our performance and to tweak it and to massage it and change it. And so with that downtime during COVID while we were doing America Strong, we actually took that opportunity to go back to the drawing board with our demonstration and to make it a coherent production that has music and narration and themes that all go throughout the grace of flying and patriotism and the raw power. And we really wove that all together. And the entire time that you're watching this demonstration, and I start low on the horizon and they start getting drawn up towards the skies. And so there's a lot of symbolism that comes into it. It's emotional and it really tugs at your heartstrings and just makes you proud to be an American and proud of what we've accomplished in this Air Force. And so that's just really exciting to get to bring this new show to Tinker this year.
Well, that's awesome. So for us, it'll be the first time we get to see the new show. Kind of looking forward to seeing, you know, the tens of thousands of kids that come out here and they're so awed by what you guys do. So that's got to be kind of nice for you to know how you inspire these kids.
Of course, yeah. You know, that's where we make our money. The demonstration, the pretty jets, the pilots, that's just a conversation starter, right? And where we really make our money is when we get down to the autograph line and the fence line or the interactions out on the base that we get to have with these at the community engagements and really get to know them and to show them there's a human side to this, right? There's a human endeavor and just working really hard at being the best that you can be in the name of something that is bigger than yourself.
Right. And so speaking of first times, I think this year you guys are doing a Fallen Heroes tribute, a salute.
Yes, sir.
I don't know if you're part of that. I don't know how that looks. Can you kind of describe to us what that is?
Yes, sir. Yep. So for the Fallen Warrior ceremony, it's a very, obviously a very private ceremony that happens after the show. We bring the family out to the jet here, but what we do the special is we put their name on the landing gear well. And when the boss takes off and he raises his landing gear, that door closes and it pulls that name up into the heart of the aircraft. And we get to fly with them throughout that demonstration. When we sit down to do the brief, we all sit down and we talk about the Fallen Warrior and who we're flying for and what they did and what they stood for. And so we fly that entire demonstration with them in the back of our minds and inside of the jet. And then we get to pull the crowd into that through the narration partway through the show. And it's a somber moment, but it's recognition that's deserved for their sacrifice, and we can never forget them.
Well, and certainly this year, the two Fallen Warriors that you're flying for this year were two of our airmen that were lost in the Oklahoma City bombing 30 years ago. So, I mean, obviously that's going to be huge for this community,
you know,
and show the spirit of Oklahoma. And yep. I think they'll be very happy with what you guys do.
Yeah, I believe your phrase here is Tinker Strong, and that really is a testament to this community and Tinker Air Force Base and rallying behind our fellow airmen.
Yes, sir, very true. And so we've got a few more minutes. I know I've got to let you go. We have a lot of things for you guys to do. I mean, you've just landed, but you come in, it's really hot, it's humid, and probably a lot of your flying is hot and humid, but what kind of training regimen do you need to go through the summertime to be prepared to fly and stay healthy and fit?
Yeah, a lot of personal fitness in order to fly these jets. You can imagine it's an extremely physical endeavor. You have to be athletic. You know, we kind of think of ourselves as athletes, and you have to keep your body in shape in order to be able to fly the demonstration to handle the G-forces that you're subjecting your body to, right, especially when you're close to the ground. These jets have the safety systems for the ground collision avoidance taken out because there's obviously be verifications of that logic kicked in and started flying our jet for us down low at altitude. So we take all that stuff out, and so we need to stay awake in the cockpit throughout our G-strain. So it does take a lot of personal accountability for knowing your body, knowing your limits, and making sure that you can sustain whatever the jet can give you.
Right. And not only just that, but for those of you that may not know, like, you still have Air Force active duty requirements, correct?
Yes, sir.
You still have training, all the things that any other active duty
person. Yes, sir. Yep.
How difficult is that for you guys to fit all that in?
It's difficult. It's good time management, right? It's having a method for things, knowing when stuff is coming up, when it's going to get done, and really just staying on top of it. So yeah, we're just like any other Air Force unit in terms of all the training and the requirements that we have to keep up there, while also fulfilling our main role and ultimately putting on an incredible performance of human achievement.
Right, and awesome. So before we get going, I did want to ask you a couple more questions.
Sure.
One is, we talked a little bit about your number fives upside down, and I know I've been doing this for a long time, and oddly just saw it for the first time. Paul Shirk, our CI chief, had mentioned it, like, what is that all about? And so can you share with us why your number five is upside down, where that came from?
Yeah, so it started about 36 years ago. One of our crew chiefs, he thought it'd be funny if he flipped the five upside down, because I do most of the show upside down as the number five. A lot of the clips, those are reflections and the passes. I spend my time upside down. So he flipped that five upside down, so a lot of the photos and videos of five would be right side up during the demonstration, and nobody noticed it for about 3 days, and then somebody finally noticed it, and they thought it was hilarious, and they kept it around. So it's a tradition for us. Anywhere you see a five on the jet, on my uniform here, on our brochure, as well as my signature, I'll throw the little five upside down.
That's pretty awesome. And did it take you a while to figure out how to walk upside right? Did you get a weird sensation?
Yeah, I'm really good at handstands and walking around.
Awesome. And so before we get out of here, I do want to talk about your next event after you've just landed, like literally 20 minutes ago. We're already going to get you out and about, but we do have a great opportunity tonight where your Netflix documentary special is going to show in one of the theaters here in Midwest City, just outside the fence line of Tinker, which was a great place to do it because Tinker and Midwest City kind of grew up together.
Awesome.
You know, we started this base because of the community, so the community support's massive. We were able to just get like a real small, it's not a small theater, but we had to limit who we invited to because it was going to go quick.
Sure.
But you were in the documentary. Were you part of the team when
yes,
this happened?
Yep, I was part of the team.
So how cool is this for you to be able to have come through the documentary, filmed all that, all the work that took, and now tonight you get to see a community and actually watch it aired on a big TV, a big screen in Warren Theater?
It's incredible to see the process go from idea to birth to execution, and then the fruits of the labor of it getting released on Netflix has been absolutely incredible. As you can imagine, doing a show season while in training season and show season while filming is a big endeavor. It's a big ask of the team, but we had an incredible team in 2023. A lot of those team members have since moved on, so they are they got to see it, but not, you know, while being on the Thunderbird. So I'm particularly blessed to still be on the team when it comes out. I was Thunderbird 8 at the time as the advanced pilot narrator, and so a lot of my cameos are just like little small clips are just from me narrating parts of the show. So I had that role there, and then I was kind of behind the scenes. I got to fly in the helicopter with the production crew, just with my knowledge of being the narrator, knowing where the diamond and the souls are at all time for the deconfliction as a safety observer. So I got a real behind the scenes look at everything of making a major Netflix documentary. And it's, you know, it's been amazing going around the country and getting to meet people that have no idea what goes into the Thunderbird mission, and to really get that sense of the human sacrifice that goes into our mission, the shoulders of giants that we stand on, the teamwork that it takes to put on something like this, and how hard we work and how much we care about how we look. And so that's something we take a lot of pride in, and we're proud to just get to demonstrate that to the American public and for them to see and to represent really what all of the 695,000 airmen across the Air Force do, but particularly those here at Tinker that will be there tonight.
Right. That's awesome. Well, sir, thank you so much.
All right. Great to meet you.
Have a great time tonight and a great weekend. We look forward to seeing you out there inspiring our people.
That'll be awesome.
Thanks, sir.
Woo!